Good day, students. Welcome back to the second podcast of Topic 4 of AUI 4862. In this podcast, we are going to be discussing Learning Unit 4.3 and 4.4. Let's begin with Learning Unit 4.3. I will present this learning unit by discussing the four bullets that appear on this slide. Number 1. What is risk-based auditing? Risk-based auditing is a term given to describe the methodology used when performing internal audit. This process allows internal audit to audit the things that really matter. This approach is proactive as the audit plan begins with understanding the objectives of the organization and then anticipating threats that could occur, and then discussing these threats with management. Number 2. How is control-based audit different to risk-based audit? Control-based audit is the traditional way of performing audits, and this traditional way begins by examining the controls that are currently in place and auditing those same controls. This method does not add any value because it is seen as more of a compliance function of ensuring that control is functioning as intended. Whereas in risk-based auditing, we look at the objectives that the organization wants to achieve and then identify the risks that prevent management from achieving its objectives. This approach is seen as more value-adding as internal audit is assisting management achieve their objectives. Bullet number 3. King 3 recognizes the importance of internal auditing, and hence the principles of 7.1 and 7.2 are aligned to the requirements of the IIA Standard 2210. Bullet 4. When developing a risk-based audit plan, there are certain principles to be followed, and these principles are found in Practice Advisory 2210A1. Therefore, this practice advisory must be referred to when you are required to develop a risk-based audit plan. The practice advisory explains the activities that internal audit must perform when assessing risks in the organization. Take note of question 3.2, 3.3, and 3.4 of assignment 2. These are good questions that will help you in your understanding of a risk-based approach. Next, we begin with Learning Unit 4.4, which is Fraud Risk Management. Fraud risk management follows the same risk management process. The difference is that with fraud risk, we focus on opportunities of committing fraud and the action plans to prevent fraud from occurring. Therefore, fraud risk management is more concentrated on the fraud. Next, these standards explain the responsibilities of internal auditors towards fraud. Please take note of the assurance number and read the standard to understand the responsibility of internal audit with regard to fraud. And lastly, red flags. These are indicators of fraud. As an internal auditor, it is important to be aware of these indicators so that when you are performing an audit, you will know how to interpret these red flags and determine if further investigation is necessary. Fraud is dealt more with in the module AUI 4863. For the purposes of this module, AUI 4862, these three concepts need to be understood. We have now completed Topic 4. Please contact me if you have experienced any difficulties in your studies of Topic 4. My details appear on this slide. Thank you.